And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Baby, yeah, I bet you thought we made that song. It sounded so good. We could have made that way better.
Yeah, we could have.
It's Jim and Them 812. I'm done with music. Jim and Them 812. We're covering Dark Humor to Disney Dreams, as the new title song suggests.
And all the extremes.
All the extremes are covered. Nobody has been more divided than since Greg Floyd died. We're bringing it back.
George Floyd?
George Floyd. Whatever. We did the black square. We voted for Kamala. Let's get it. Let's get him in the Hall of Fame. George Floyd for the WWE Hall of Fame. That's my platform.
Give him a slammy.
Give him a slammy.
Slammy award.
Yeah. Best submission hold. Worst rest hold. Anyways, I would not be here if it weren't for my other co-hosts in this crazy contortium of cacophony of our fallen warriors flying high on wings of Rellos. Of course, I'm talking about the Rello man himself, Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Welcome back to Jim and Them.
The feds tried to shut us down.
Yeah, the newest AI podcast on the internet. We love AI, yeah. Specifically generative AI art.
Yeah.
We love what it does for art.
Yeah. I've always hated art and artists. Now I'm finally in control. Now I don't have to pay you.
Do you think AI can do what we do? No.
Yeah.
Not us.
Only if we do it to AI.
Yeah, only if we're there to put it in.
Yeah.
Anyways, the real story, which we had to the real story of the week, which we had to kind of push to part two because we're just having so much fun with Heather May and her call to Mike Steele because he's going to serve Mike Steele with some legal documents soon.
Yeah.
In addition to our AI songs, P. Diddy was raided this past week.
Twitch.
We had a Jim and Them Twitch raid. Real Kid Radio was there.
Like, shout outs, Jim and Them.
I kind of don't really know what's going on because initially I saw that he was fleeing the country, but I guess that didn't happen, right?
I thought he landed in Barbados or something. No?
Well, no. I mean, I guess there was a private jet that did go somewhere, But then people are saying, oh, that was probably evidence. He was getting evidence out of the country because he was found at like another airport, I think.
Oh, he's in custody?
I don't know if they took him in, though. I think they just raided his home. Maybe they're just trying to gather evidence to see if they could take him in. That's the thing. I don't know anything outside of conjecture and hearsay.
Quick, put all the hose on a plane. Shins the hose to Barbudos. That sounds like a future lyric.
That does sound like a future.
To Barbudos.
Anyway, let's see if we can learn a little bit here. Because this isn't related to potentially blackmail and sex trafficking or something or other. Some serious stuff here. Oops, I not have audio. Oh, hold on.
Home of Sean Diddy Combs. Tonight, we're digging a little deeper into the legal issues already facing the music mogul.
They include multiple lawsuits involving allegations of sex workers, hidden cameras, and compromising recordings of celebrities and politicians. Now, all this was prior to today's federal raid. Fox 11's Gina Silva digging into that tonight.
This is what happens when you in the writer's strike.
That's true. Yeah,
Alex,
the
this right
big
here.
Hollywood studios come after you, man.
That was the worst smokescreen since Kevin Spacey, I'm Gay. He's like, you made a Batman hype video that cost a bunch of money about it's going to end the writer's strike?
Yeah, that was because that was around when, what, the documents
like
first
before.
Came out?
Yeah. It was like the week of.
It is the lawsuit. It is 75 pages of just shocking allegations. Many legal experts say the accusations are very similar to those of Jeffrey Epstein's case.
If you have
autism.
Read this complaint and seen the nature of these allegations, the raids aren't that surprising.
I'm on the cover of Autism Weekly. Why'd
with
you have that phrase?
Explosive allegations of sexual assault, sex trafficking, and drugging.
Now, is this complaint the same one that was out months ago, or is this different?
Mm-hmm. This isn't the Meek Mill one? Is it
underage
different?
Girls. The lawsuit was filed by music producer
Rodney Jones.
Yeah,
no, that's the same
on
one.
February 26. It names Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, his son Justin Dior, and several others. And it also includes photographs of bloody crime scenes, sex workers, and drugs allegedly administered at, quote, freak-off parties.
It's
freak-off.
That the allegations, again.
I assume that's the, yeah, she does have a framed magazine cover of autism. That looks like her on the cover,
yeah.
Maybe with her son.
Well, and the other one says exceptional needs today. So why is she all in all the retard rags?
Well, why is she here? Yeah, and then what does that mean for her talking about the allegations here? I mean, again, now that I'm hearing that it's the same document that was online in like months ago, I have less confidence in this amounting to anything. I mean, and again, I guess unless they find evidence.
Yeah, why would the feds raid, though? Usually it's game over, right, once they raid?
But they're raiding to find something. So I guess these allegations are serious. But I remember we're going through it. It was, like, written, like, by a child. It was, like, right. Weirdly bizarre. Unless they did another pass on it, maybe that was the first draft, put it out on the internet to see what everyone
see
critiques
the buzz,
on it.
The hot buzz
and
right.
Then, yeah, get Brett Ratner in there to do a rewrite and then
ooh,
send it back to the
punch
feds
it up
from
a
there.
Bit
yeah.
And send it back to the feds. They're like, this needs work yeah. On there.
In this complaint.
He was in a fugue state when he wrote it.
Rise to the level of criminal conduct where you would expect to see some kind of criminal investigation taking place.
Civil rights attorney Areva Martin is not connected to this case. She is serving as a legal analyst.
If even a handful, not the entire complaint of allegations, but even if a handful of these allegations are true, they mean trouble for Sean Combs.
Jones lived and traveled with Diddy for 13 months. The complaint states Mr. Jones was sexually harassed and assaulted by Mr. Combs. It also states Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to solicit sex workers. The complaint goes on to claim Diddy has hidden cameras in
made this
every
X-Man
room of his
homes,
and that
like
there
that?
Are recordings of celebrities, music label executives, politicians, and athletes in compromising positions.
The number of celebrities who come up in this lawsuit who, Rocks. According to this plaintiff, were involved in
it's so cool.
About, some of this really...
I mean, now I'm turning... I'm friggin' limited hangout guy. I'm false flag guy. Because now I'm like, oh, okay, so what... Why was this a thing this week? What were they distracting us from?
Mm-hmm.
What
bridge
was...
disaster.
But then when bridge disaster happened, people were like, they're distracting us from Diddy with the bridge disaster.
Right. That's why it's so complicated, because both are true.
Yeah.
Salacious and allegedly criminal conduct on the part of Sean Combs.
The lawsuit refers to Diddy's chief of staff as Ghislaine Maxwell, who was found guilty of recruiting underage...
See, that's what I don't really... I'm not to say, obviously it's a real court filing, but this is when you read stuff like this, maybe this is because I really don't know how courts work, but it feels like something I would write, like, this lady's like Ghislaine Maxwell. Like, yeah. Why would you put that in an actual, is that an official thing? Ladies and gentlemen of the court, Ghislaine Maxwell, if you will, it's like tabloid shit.
Yeah, like you would put that in there to, like, if you were talking to the jury, I guess. I don't know. Why would you? Yeah, they'll make a comparison.
It feels like something. If I was a lawyer that knew anything, if I was the defense lawyer, I'd be like, objection, Your Honor, hearsay and conjecture.
Yeah.
And then the
kangaroo court.
The judge would be like, I want to hear this, but sustained.
Yeah.
Back on topic, counselor. Come on. What do you like?
Isn't that a win for the counselor, though? Because even the jury wants to hear what he was saying, too.
So no, the judge was like, I want to hear it, but he understands the law.
Right.
He understands,
but
like,
jury.
Like, you can't just walk into a, you can't just walk, or maybe you could. You can't just walk into a court and be like, this fucking guy over here, he's like fucking Hitler. This guy's Hitler. This guy's Stalin.
I think legally you can.
This guy's Voldemort. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I think you can.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if I could explain this Darth Vader-like person to you.
That might be the quickest way to go to jail for defamation, though, if you did it in the courthouse. They're like,
But I mean, like, if I would I just scribble some documents down and give it to the police, like... yeah, sorry, Your Honor, my brother.
Women
is...
have been doing that about rape for years.
Get them.
Stupid women.
Age girls for Jeffrey Epstein.
Seen these cases before with high-powered, affluent.
Where's Kevin Esquire when you need him?
But again,
he needs to tell me.
These are allegations, and perhaps we will see this matter move.
You know what? I do know a lawyer, though. I could call Heather May, maybe. No.
What do you make this old Diddy thing?
Criminal.
Earlier this year, Diddy's former longtime romantic partner, Cassie Ventura, accused him of rape, sex trafficking, and physical abuse. After Diddy settled that case, other women filed similar lawsuits. Diddy posted his Enough is Enough statement on Instagram, where he strongly denied all the allegations against him.
Again, just really serious allegations that clearly rise to the level of criminal conduct, if true.
Now, there are many other serious allegations in the lawsuit. We also contacted Diddy's attorney,
gay.
Sean Hawley, for comment. She did not get back to us. Alex, Christine?
All right, well, let's find out then. Is he in custody? Did they arrest him? Which I don't think they did.
I don't think so. They haven't arrested that orange piece of shit.
Donald Orange Man?
Yeah,
Donald Drumpf?
Yeah, Donald. Yeah, fucking. We need new names for them. I know they're coming. New limp dicked names for.
Okay, because of course the headlines, detective who arrested Diddy, but they mean the one who arrested him in 1999, the nightclub shooting.
Says he may not have been living a clean life.
Sean Diddy Combs, alleged drug mule, arrested at Miami airport. Fact checked. Has Diddy been arrested by the FBI? The raid in Florida, Los Angeles, marks the newest development. Sex trafficking allegations leveled by different plaintiffs in recent months. Videos appeared on TikTok. Yeah, we know. Since allegations have become widely discussed, TikTok has hosted multiple videos alleging Sean Combs' arrest with no evidence offered in support.
Is this written by Diddy?
Diddy arrested after attempting to flee the country in a private jet. Combs' arrest has not been confirmed by authorities. Asked whether Combs has been arrested, Homeland Security provided Newsweek a statement that confirmed Monday's operations. Earlier today, Homeland Security investigated New York investigations. New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with Los Angeles, Miami, and local law. We'll provide further information. Yeah, I mean, I guess, I mean, I'm sure, obviously, it's not a good thing for him.
Yeah, he probably has, like, he can't leave.
But I didn't look into any of it. And on the head, I thought he fled the country.
That's people what are they like, made it, like, immediately.
People were saying that. But again, I guess you just got to remember you can't believe it because everyone wants life to be a movie. So as soon as shit happens, it's like, uh-oh, life's a movie again.
He just flew out of town.
He fled the country.
Left his kids.
Yeah, he's in Barbados. He left his family.
That would kind of rule, though.
That would rule.
He should have. Now he's just going to have to like be in court for 10 years and nothing will happen.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Like, but now I'm really thinking, like, okay, so what went down? Where are they hiding from us? They must have hide something about... Florida map shows where a state will become underwater from sea level rise. That could be it.
Okay.
But hold on. But it's funny how when this shit happens, everyone comes out of the fucking... Everyone comes out of the woodwork. So this was the lady that got shot in the face in the nightclub back in late 90s that Shine took the fall for.
She got her face reconstructed as a Far Side character.
And apparently now she's back because Diddy's in the news, and she's like, well, no, Diddy did it. I just said Shine did it.
Joins us now sharing her story. Natanya, thank you so much for being with us. I can't imagine what you've been through since 1999 and then all the emotions that must be coming up over the last couple of days. What was your reaction, Natanya, when you saw these massive raids at P. Diddy's two homes?
And hold on, before she talks, I swear I've asked this before, I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again. At the very least, you have to respect Diddy for the fact that he got us to all call him Diddy. Like, how the fuck did that happen? Like, it was bad enough that we all called him Puff Daddy, and then one day he's like, no, I'm P. Diddy now. And everyone, like, I remember at the time, everyone was like, yeah, whatever. But somewhere along the lines, we all just decided, oh, yeah, he's Diddy.
Maybe it's my generation because I only knew him as Diddy. So I just like, because he had like Bad Boys for Life was when I was first heard him.
I knew him as Puff Daddy when he was with Notorious B.I.G.
He was on TRL and shit all the time as Diddy. And it's like, there's Diddy. And
then making the band,
it was Diddy. So like,
because it really was kind of around this shooting, I feel like it was like, 99, 2000, when he was like, nah, I'm Diddy now. I mean, I remember Old Dirty Bastard tried to change his name to, like, Osiris. That didn't catch. I guess maybe he was taken too soon before he could become... It was like Sweet Baby Osiris or something like that is what he wanted to change his name to.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess Ye doesn't quite catch. Some people call him Ye, but yeah. A lot of people still dead name him and call him Kanye.
Yeah, a lot of people are dead naming Ye. I still haven't gotten my clothes. I don't know what those are called.
I was going to ask you about that because there's a video. We'll talk about that because there's a video on WorldStar of a guy saying that his Yay merch is trash.
That's kind of a big guy, though. I'm open.
But hold on. When did he become Diddy? Because Stax is saying he only knew him as Diddy as well. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I never knew him as Puff Daddy. And I feel like they went back and like when the videos would come up, it would say Diddy on like the, you know.
That shows control at the very least. Because he really made that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, when did...
All the murders and stuff were to get Diddy to catch. He had to, like, kill Biggie to get Diddy.
No, this is saying he didn't change his name to Diddy until 2005. So he fucking... He inceptioned all you motherfuckers.
Huh.
Wait, hold on, I'm seeing different reports. Because Wikipedia is trying to say August 2005, but hold on. Another site saying 2001. That makes more sense. I feel like it was definitely earlier than 2005. In 2001, Combs changed his stage name from Puff Daddy to P. Diddy, saying he wanted something fresh in the aftermath of being found. Yeah, this was after the shooting. being found not guilty on charges of gun possession and bribery. So it was really like I'll show him. Like, you thought I was a guy. Like, you've been seeing me. You've been seeing Puff Daddy on your news channels for months.
Hot new guy.
Who's this cool guy, P. Diddy? That's someone different.
He's making cool bands.
Puff Daddy changed his name to P. Diddy on this day in hip hop. Yeah, March 20. Oh, actually, it was yesterday, March 28, 2001.
Oh, happy birthday.
It was the
Diddy.
Celebration of Diddy. You know, March 28th is also my Las Vegas residency birthday as well. Okay. I've been in Las Vegas for 19 years as of yesterday.
Oh, shit. So you and Diddy.
Me and Diddy on the same day, almost.
You're longer than Diddy, though.
Yeah, no, or Diddy's longer. Okay. Because I was 2005. He was 2001. On this day, the Bad Boy Records founder officially changed his name from Puff Daddy to P. Diddy. The name change came after his acquittal of 5 counts of bribery and criminal possession of a weapon. In the first interview since the acquittal with MTV News, with Sway, Combs, then known as Puff Daddy, made the announcement of the name change. No more Puff Daddy. The first week in June, we're going to have a name. Oh, so he's announcing when it was going to happen. In the first week of June, we're going to have a name change ceremony. I'm not doing it as serious as Prince, but I just want something fresh. I'm rocking with P. Diddy now. My man Biggie gave me that name. I mean, I guess he does say P. Diddy run the city, show no pity. I'm the witty one.
Yeah, but he's trying to ride with City, right?
Yeah, he was just trying to rhyme it.
And he's like, your name's stupid.
So, because Biggie didn't even live to see him change his name.
Right.
Biggie died
again,
on...
Because he had to kill him to change his name. It's all connected.
Biggie died on March 9th, and then his album came out on the 22nd. He didn't even live to see his album come out. Well, his second album.
Damn.
Anyways, back to this dumb broad.
Foremost,
he didn't even live to see
him.
That African kid rap like him.
Biggie, heavy.
Very emotional. In short, it was extremely emotional because it marked 25 years, a quarter of a century since this occurred. And
was she
I've
a baddie when she got shot?
Over and over again,
I never remember seeing her before.
In that time. So when I saw it, it was very cathartic because I finally felt like justice would be done. Justice would be mine.
The thing is, you should slow down with this victory lap because he's not. If you were like afraid of him, yeah. If you were afraid of him for 25 years, let's wait until it's. I guess she's just like us. She saw all the stuff on Twitter. I was like, oh, he's arrested or he left the country.
Now he's at her house as the Joker, dressed up as the Joker.
I mean, when he was dressed up as the Joker, he was really just trying to tell us. He was just, that was predictive programming, yeah, right there.
He's like, you don't fuck with me. It's all love, baby.
So would that be a limited hangout, him dressing up as the Joker?
That's him. I guess it's a limited hangout.
Like, that's him setting his own limited hangout, being like, imagine I'm if crazy. I was the Joker. Yeah. Imagine if I was like...
Or it's like when they have to show their hand for some reason. Yeah. I don't know.
Imagine if I was a villain. Couldn't be me.
I'm Batman. I saved the Writers Guild.
Yeah, and you have said since really right after the shooting that it was P. Diddy who shot you. I mean, I think you even said it to the doctor that night, right?
At the X Mansion?
I literally watched them pull out the guns. I've had a clear point of view. I mean, for God's sake,
what
I
did
got
you
shot
do?
In my nose.
I don't think he was trying to shoot her. I think he just pulled a gun. He's just shooting into a crowd type deal.
Okay, nice.
I think there was some beat. What was? Yeah, you know what? What were the specifics around the Diddy shooting?
He was just celebrating New Year's.
Because I think that was when he was still with J-Lo, I believe. Yeah. I think she was there, right? Mm-hmm. What a world. What a world.
Ben Affleck's going to get pulled into this again. J-Lo's got to start yapping.
Yeah, and then Ben Affleck's going to get caught.
And
get
you'll have
chilled.
To fight the Joker. It'll be perfect.
That would be perfect.
It would be everything that Snyderverse has been setting up.
Let's see. Career, business career, legal issues. First, he was a slumlord. He was sued for landlord neglect by Ing Bongo.
His coop wasn't clean.
Let's see. They burst into Nas's manager's office and attacked him. Okay, that was in April 1999. And then in June, originally charged with assault. Okay. Yeah, all right. December 27th, 1999, Combs and then his then-girlfriend Jennifer Lopez and his protege Shine were at a club in New York Times, Times Square in Manhattan, when gunfire broke out. A prosecutor said the incident was sparked by an argument at the club between Combs and another patron. After a police investigation, Combs and Shine were arrested for weapons violation and other charges. Combs was charged with four weapons-related charges and with bribing the driver.
I bet you won't shoot that bitch in the head. Hell, I won't.
Combs' attorneys, he was found not guilty on all charges. Shine was convicted on 5 of 8, sentenced to 10 years in prison. So, yeah, I think it was just they got into a fight, like a argument, and then he pulled a gun and just like kind of did like a shoot into the crowd type deal. Yeah, that is a power move.
Seeing them directly, I watched
just like a celebrity,
and have described it, you know, vehemently to all parties involved.
I like how she's like, "Yeah, I saw it. I was shot in the face. I was right there."
Yeah.
Our society, we have respectability politics. Right there are people who want to be adjacent to power,
maybe,
or celebrity or money, and there's a hierarchy of respectability. Because his name was more notable, he was believed, rather than a victim who gave a first
hand account. His mouth's always open.
By the grace of God, I survived.
Yeah, and this was also a different time. I mean, things were very, very different in 1999. I mean, did you sense right from the beginning that no one believed you?
Well, I don't think that was on my mind. I think first and foremost, I'm a mother. I'm a mother of three. At the time, I was a mother of two. And just surviving and getting home to my children was of the utmost importance to me, being whole and being able to.
I mean, she must have got paid, right?
Oh, yeah. And like, she had another.
I mean, I wouldn't blame someone.
I didn't have any reason to believe that someone.
If they were like, oh, here's a fucking shitload of money, just say this guy did it. Yeah. You know what? Hey, take it when you can. Get that check. I don't care.
Or we'll kill you.
Yeah. Or I'll head to kill you. Or also finish the job.
I realized that's what, in fact, just happened.
So, as I mentioned, Diddy has denied being the one who pulled the trigger. But this is interesting, Natanya. Rodney Jones, also known as Little Rod, is now suing Diddy for sexual harassment. That's something that's been in the headlines for the last couple of days. And there's a very interesting quote from his lawsuit that relates back to you that I want to read, because it sort of ties all of this together. And it says, Jones claims in the lawsuit, Mr. Combs shared that he was responsible for the shooting in the nightclub in New York City with rapper Shine. All he right. shared that artist and Mr. Combs' girlfriend at the time, Jennifer Lopez, a.k.a. J-Lo, carried the gun into the club for him and passed him the gun after he got into an altercation with another
block.
Individual. So now you have Little Rod in this new lawsuit saying that Diddy told him that he actually was responsible. I mean, what did you think when you read that?
Well, I was incensed for a number of reasons. First and foremost.
All right, who cares? Anyways, this lady's back. I mean, I get, like, what is it? Do you think there is a legit feeling of I want justice? Or is it like I want to be on TV? I want to be a part of the conversation? Maybe a little of both?
A little of both. And I mean, yeah, like you said, way too soon to be like, haha.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to wait.
Yeah, let's wait a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, and it sounds, I don't think, it seems like nothing's going to happen, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Because it's, I'm still not out of the idea that a lot of this is bullshit. I mean, I don't think that Puff Daddy's like innocent of all charges type deal.
Right.
But now I'm wondering how legit this case is. I mean, again, they did raid his home. So if anything, if they do find some shit, that would be something. But it feels too theatrical, really.
I mean, when they started to dig, all sorts of stuff came to the surface.
Yeah,
they reopened.
The goal is to get more Insta followers. It's probably true. You can get a brand deal out of this, I bet. That's the dream, dude. Just get a social media brand deal. Come on.
She could get some of those like novelty sunglasses they have at party shops. Make some for her.
Would you like to see the investigation involving you getting shot at that club be reopened?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The irony is there was a grand jury. We all had to go and speak at the grand jury. J-Lo testified at the grand jury, as did many other people. It
the
needs
library
to be
have bad Wi-Fi?
Because if that
What's
is in fact
here?
The case, she carried the gun in, and she lied to the grand
jury. Damn, she's trying to take down J-Lo as well? Come on.
My shooting, ironically, the night I went into the club,
Affleck's going to get drug into this.
Called a rat tail call. People in the beauty industry or people that use that type of comb would be all too familiar. It's just a comb. It can't do anything.
You're talking
to
about
anyone.
Sean Combs?
And I had the very security officer who lied during the trial, Charisse, I forget her last name, but she literally...
You know what is interesting, what I've been thinking about? Because we were talking about this a little bit on our Patreon pre-show about how every corner, like, especially on the internet, every corner of, like, the political spectrum, the extremes, mm-hmm. all the schizos, it all, the common denominator is, like, all, like, famous people are pedophiles.
Yeah.
Like, that, to me, it's... well, it's just... what's interesting to me is how... I feel like it's fairly new. I mean, I guess it's been brewing for a long time, but it's really reaching critical mass. Like, not just the pedophile thing, but, like, for the longest time, regular people already had this distrust and hatred almost of, like, our leadership, like, our government. Mm-hmm. But, and it was, like, our one solace was our entertainment. But I feel like within the past, like, decade or so, that's really been chopped down where, like, we don't respect or like our like, the Hollywood elites, if you will. Or because, again, I guess we're starting to, those are becoming one. And partially it's their fault because they, you know, go on the campaign trail for whatever candidate in some cases. Or they bring their politics into it. But I don't think it's even just because of that. Mm. It's just this, not that we really trusted them before, but it's that same type of distrust and hatred that we have for the people in power that, like, make laws. Mm-hmm. Now we're having it for the people that we, like, watch and get entertained by. Now we're, like, Tom Hanks. You know, everyone's like, Tom Hanks is clearly a pedophile. He eats babies, and he's hiding his ankle bracelet under his pants when he goes out in public.
Because it was already people, retired celebrities, giving their opinions, and then the lockdowns really, like, you heard every celebrity's opinion, and nobody didn't have an opinion on something. So then you're like, oh, I hate all of them or whatever. And they you said, they would campaign for politicians and stuff. And then nobody is mysterious at all. So you know everything about them.
That's true.
Every little thing. There's no just actors you don't know anything about besides Tom Cruise. And he's the only one we like.
Yeah. Tom Cruise. Because Tom Cruise is like the only actor that likes movies. Well, because there's this, not that this even really matters, but there was a headline going around of Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. And she's like,
I hate
movies. Yeah, like, I don't watch movies. Like, people are always like, have you seen this movie? And I'm like, no. Which I can't tell if that's like a stuck-up actor thing or if that's just a young kid thing. Maybe young kids in general don't like movies.
And it's, And then, like, the other headline where it's like, Tom Cruise called me and gave me a list of, like, stunt coordinators that'll teach me Timothy Chalamet how to... He said, because they used to just expect this of us now and I had to look for it.
It used to be, you know, you'd be learning stunts and how to dance and stuff like that, but now
nobody respects us.
It's the Tom Cruise giving advice to Timothy Chalamet, and DiCaprio
is
dropping some advice
for
Chalamet.
Do people like Dune?
I did just recently. I saw Dune 2 the other day, actually. I was pretty late to it.
People are big on Dune 2. Dune, everyone was pretty mediocre on, I thought.
Yeah, I didn't love Dune. Maybe I should rewatch it. I did like Dune 2 more, but it didn't really blow me away, but I get why people like it.
Okay.
I think it was definitely better. Maybe I should have saw it in IMAX, or maybe I will rewatch it in IMAX.
Yeah, with the popcorn bucket.
Yeah. I put my fucking balls, cock man. In there. I'm trying to think, like, why it's better. Because I haven't even added it to my Letterboxd yet. I guess I'd still probably give it, like, I'd give it maybe a 3. Yeah. So it was good. It was fine. I liked it. It like I'm surprisingly, I thought Zendaya was very good in. I usually don't like her in anything.
Oh, she crushed it.
I thought she was very good in. Chalamet's pretty good. Well, also, I think the thing with Dune is as well is that all these people seem to know stuff about Dune. I don't know anything about Dune.
Yeah, no.
Between the books and I mean, I know there was that Lynch movie, but apparently there's been like other TV shows and stuff too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I know the hardcore band Shai Hulud is named after a sandworm.
Yeah, I didn't know that till like fairly recently.
And that's the extent on there. I was going to say, did Zendaya play the sandworm?
No, she should have.
All right. People are coming against her now. All of a sudden, I see memes pop up where it's like, what Hollywood, all we can give you is, it's like, you want a beautiful woman, all we can give you is Zendaya.
Well, I've been trying to, I've been telling you, I've been seeing the seeds of that when there was that Wojak, her Wojak is like really insulting. It just looks like a caveman, basically.
Yeah, maybe it's because she's just getting more popular. Now we're going to get the backlash.
But yeah, I think the thing is, because people, like, I'm watching Dune and I'm like, wait, what the fuck are they talking about? But I realize I'm the guy that, you know, goes into Star Wars or Marvel that doesn't know some of the little intricacies that are going on. Because there's a part where there's like this worm juice that gets drunk in it. And I'm like, wait, why did he drink that? I don't understand. The whole movie, he's like, I'm not going to drink that. Or I'm not going to go there.
I'm not going to drink the worm juice.
And then
no
he
way.
Drinks the worm juice and he changes immediately. And I'm like, why did he do that?
Huh.
And I looked it up, and when I read it, when people were talking about the book and what happens in the book, I was like, oh, that makes sense. But I feel like I didn't pick that up in the movie.
Huh.
But maybe I just missed it, because there was only one part that I was kind of dozing at. It was with Austin Butler. There's a cool thing where it's black and white because the sun on that planet, like that's how the light, like it's actually supposed to how the, when you're outdoors on that planet is black and white because they have a black sun or something like that.
Huh.
That was kind of fun. I mean, Denis Villeneuve's like dope.
Yeah, this so. Looked good, I imagine.
Yeah, but I think there was a point like I was really into it for a while, and then I was kind of like, all right, what are we doing? And then for a little bit in the middle, I was falling off, and then by the end, I was into it again.
Okay.
So
solid three.
Yeah, give it a solid three.
All right.
It's people are finding Kino again. But also now this guy must have a motherfucking. Mace must have a NDA,
yeah, because we said he
doesn't
mention
on this. He still doesn't mention it, but he lets his feelings be known, which is funny. So if we check in on Cameron and Mace, reaction after Diddy's home was raided.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Killer, I'm doing good, man. Reparations is getting closer and closer. I'll be sure to give you your percentage.
I had nothing to do with that money. That's all yours, man. I was on the next boat. Yeah, man.
Man.
Closer and closer,
closer
huh, man?
Closer and closer. Okay. The big payback.
This has been the last year. Has really kind of been the big payback for you, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You kind of. Last week, you went destiny.
Yeah.
You went destiny. You know what happened yesterday, right?
Yeah, man. That's what I'm trying to say. It's going crazy.
What happened?
I'm going to let you start. What did you see that happen?
Oh, yesterday was the anniversary of Biggie Smalls' album, 27 years later. That's what I seen yesterday. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that was real. It's amazing that all of this would transpire on that day.
What's crazy is yesterday was Biggie Smalls' 27th anniversary of Life After Death. And it was also the Diplomat Immunity album, 21st anniversary. Shit going on. Shit's going on.
Reparations.
Yeah, man. I was just saying this. That day, yesterday was kind of.
That's eerie, man.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. That's kind of crazy, man. I had no idea that, you know, the internet lets you know, because I don't be knowing these dates for my albums or other people's albums, but they will remind you, man.
Yeah.
That's all you seen?
In a lot.
I've seen
helicopters, all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
It's a lot of things.
I do like savvy. He just talks around it, but I don't get. I mean, I just have to assume it's because of NDA.
He was on those flights. He was the one flying to Barbados. He's like, I'll take the gun for you, Diddy. J Lo was on the flight taking all the paperwork for the sex ring.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know
anything, basically.
Yeah, is anything going to happen here?
It was funny that his house was getting raided. He was gone, but his kids were there. But I guess he didn't flee the country, so maybe that was a coincidence.
Yeah. I mean, apparently they were tracking his private jet, and that's how they figured it out. But then again, I don't know how that works. Is it actually his private jet? Does he just lease it? Or maybe the theory that he was flying out evidence is there's some weight to it.
Don't let it get out that he's leasing a jet. Black Twitter, that's all they'll talk about. Oh, he leased.
Oh, he broke.
He gay and broke.
And also this week, TikTokers were getting punched in the head all week. But I feel like what's fishy about this is that they were all influencers.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. I might have to leave you for a second because... my Caesar here, he's been having kind of like foot issues, so I have to carry him downstairs. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, I was I was excited to find out about the TikTok fights on there because I was not informed. I've heard people in New York getting punched in the head, and I was like, a black guy probably did it. And lo and behold, some young influencer from Black Lives Matter, 30-year-old Malik Miha, was arrested in Greenwich Village, the gay part of New York. What else? I've been thinking about... earlier today I washed my jeans because I got barbecue sauce on them. And I feel like barbecue sauce is one of the few things everyone knows. You have barbecue sauce on your jeans, so you have to wash them. You can't walk around in barbecue jeans. But that's not the funny part. I washed them, you know, did my laundry, and then put on my jeans fresh out the shower, squeaky clean, and ripped the biggest unexpected shower fart, clean, loud brap right into the denim, into the fibers. And I was just thinking, the first thing that popped in my head is breaking them in. And yeah, sometimes you gotta rip a juicy ass fart to fresh jeans. What else? Let's see. So the suspect, 30-year-old Malik Mia, was arrested in Greenwich Village on Thursday, was charged with misdemeanor assault and freed on supervised release. Now it's likely that the Manhattan DA office will offer him some kind of diversion. He'll never be tried. A migrant? Was he bussed in? 7 TikTok users punched in New York within 2 weeks, police say. As the incidents have gained traction online, the New York Police Department said Friday they have identified 7 instances in which TikTok users have posted about being randomly punched in the city. 2 suspects have been arrested so far, but the NYPD said there's no evidence that any of these incidents are related. Interesting. A TikTok puncher, if you will. I don't know anything about this story.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave you hanging.
Yeah, you're good.
But yeah, yeah. So what's his name? Skibbity Bop? What's his?
Malik Mia.
Well, that's a different guy. So 2 people have been arrested.
Yeah.
The first guy, actually, I don't know if they have it in this news story or not. Because the first guy was like Skibbity Scofie or something like that. Wanted for assault.
That just sounds like another streamer. Like he's got like the number one stream.
Actually, hold on, because I put it in the Piscord. I remember we posted it there. Oh yeah, Skiboki Stora, who is apparently was a viral person during COVID. He had like a viral TikTok or something.
Punching white bitches in the face, punching cave bitches.
But weirdly, I'm like, because I feel like most of the people that got punched have like hundreds of thousands of followers.
Hmm.
But like 6 or 7 of them. But then again, is it because they're so annoying? Like, that's why that's why they're getting punched, because they're probably filming their transitions or doing whatever the fuck in public, and then a guy just punches them.
I'm becoming a woman. Ah! He's punching people in transition.
Yeah, he's also running for governor. I think he likes Trump. I think he's a Trump. He's a Trump black guy.
Oh, okay.
They probably took. Yeah, they took his account down. Of course they did. Skibbity. What's his name again?
That's right there.
Oh yeah, Skibbity Stora. See if anyone else re-uploaded some of his videos.
Yo, yo, yo. So
of course it's a guy talking.
This is Kabuki. This is the man who attacked Haley. And the other girl, M, posted her attacker. That was not Kabuki. We've seen Kabuki on Instagram and freaking TikTok. He invades people's personal spaces. Now, this is not his first go around with assaulting people. I don't know if his first case was an assault on a man or a woman, but he was going to court already for an assault case. TikTok, this is not doxing whatsoever. This information is public. If y'all want me to show you how to get it, I will do a detailed video with TikTok. This is not doxing. So this is the first case that he had in 2023. These are all his damn charges. Assault. But with this case, they released him on his own recognizance. They didn't hold him and they didn't set a bail for him. Here's another case he had from last year going back and forth to court where he had aggravated.
I don't really care. I just want to see what his videos were like. I want to see his, maybe they're on YouTube.
Talking head. I need it from the horse's mouth. Skibbity.
Skibbity Stora. Man, we wish we had his song earlier. We could have made a bunch of songs about him. Oh, yeah, about him meeting Bupak, maybe.
The white man.
To me, Governor Skibbity. Marcus Garvey, great-great-grandson, Mark. I'm battling them Republicans and them Democrats, Mark. All them voters, Mark, that think they can chill and take pictures with Republicans, Mark, and then want to take pictures with Governor Skibbity, Mark.
Or man, just take pictures anywhere.
Ass, yo, this whole city is corrupted.
Look at that mural.
With systemic racism, Mark. As governor, I'm going to wipe this state clean.
The Scottish
racism,
guy?
Mark. You hanging with this guy, Andrew Giuliani, Mark. Man, that guy's a girly guy, Mark. Man, his wife is more manly than him.
Huh. It's funny because he seems like a guy pretending to be crazy, but now that I know he's like punching random people in the head, I know that he actually is about that life.
Yeah, like there is a guy. Yeah, is this him too? That's him.
The most protective antibody response.
Filming a phone.
So Keith must make the spike protein in the lab, locking it into exactly the same shape adding another protein.
What's that?
HIV?
A bit like a clamp.
What is that protein?
And that protein is a tiny fragment of HIV.
Listen, man. Anybody. That can't listen to anybody on what they talk about.
I love that there's not a screen
the
record.
White man. Something is wrong with these people, man. Their mind is messed up by the white man, yo. All they hear is the voice of the white man and his kids and the devil.
Yeah.
We don't have to have the white man put his drugs in us, man. Kill us off, man. We don't have to choose that route, man. All we got to do on November 8th this year, Mark, is vote for Governor Skibbity, Mark.
But I still have no concerns about...
All right, so maybe he's not a Trump guy? Is he a Trump guy?
Oh, Trump made the vaccine, right?
Wherever there's darkness, the black man stands as the light of the world.
This is my song I made.
Without the black man, he's a mace. Wherever there's darkness...
Huh?
That song's got to be him, right? The song,
oh,
I love
be.
You.
Yeah, it's got to be.
This is my new ballad.
Skibbity. The white man, girly guy lies on me, board of electronics.
A lot of filming of a phone.
Yeah, a lot of filming of phones. But yeah, anyway, okay, so who's the other guy that was arrested? So yeah, because that's not Skibbity then, this guy in the red. There's a different guy for the assault. I guess it's just crazy guys, but maybe they're lucking out and punching TikTokers.
Yeah.
Or like I said, TikTokers are just annoying. They're doing their shit out in public with their phones and playing songs and lip syncing and shit. And they're just getting the ire of of the New York Reverend.
Yeah, the New York Reverend Skaboki Stora and Malik Maha. Isn't that like how you say Merry Christmas in Hawaii?
Yeah. What's this news story here?
And multiple women are posting on TikTok saying they were recently punched in the face while walking in New York City. Police say some are actual assaults. Others appear to be harassment. Reality star Bethany Frankel commented
I love that.
On
well,
one
hold
of the
on, hold on, everybody. Commissioner here, I just want to clarify some things here. Yes, a couple assaults have happened. The rest are merely harassment. Please don't alert.
The other are unrelated violent crimes. Yeah, not, yeah. It's not the TikTok puncher. They're just other guys punching anyone.
That reeks of, you know, fire at the riots, but mostly peaceful.
Others appear to be harassment. Reality star Bethany Frankel commented on one of the TikToks saying, quote, "This is insane because this happened to me."
No, it's Skaboki.
Who's on the line?
Oh, hey, it's DB Deathlord.
Yo, what up, DB?
Yo, I really wanted to ask Mike a question this week, and I was surprised to see that he wasn't there. So,
yeah, he's dodging legal bullets out there, man.
Yeah, yeah, I heard. So, you know, in case I don't touch in next week, I'm wondering if he fucking is going to give his review on the Mexican Parma. What happened with that?
Whoa. He did. I know he did hear about a Mexican Parma, but they called it something else. What did they call it? Did they call it fuck. Now I'm spacing on it.
Chicken fries.
Because what is it actually, a Mexican Parma?
Isn't it like salsa on a chicken patty or something?
Let's see. What's a traditional? Hold on real quick. It's going to remind me.
Yeah, no, just bring it up to him so he can do it next week and stuff. And
yeah, you're right. You're right.
Then I was going to ask him another question. I'm going to be like, what other exotic food are you going to review? You know, I'm like, hey.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to let you down. That fucking it's just me and Jeff here, and your hero Mike's not here for you to ask all these questions.
Jeff, you could you want to review an exotic food?
No,
nah,
it's Mike's bit.
Yeah, that's a Mike thing.
What's the next food you want to review? Hey, man. What? Hey.
Who, me?
Hey. Hey. What? What?
Hey, all right, man. Thank you.
No, I'm trying to do the. Hey, man. All right. Guess what? I heard it.
Oh, you almost. Okay.
I love you guys. I really wanted to fucking burn Mike, but all right. I heard it this week, you guys. These people don't know what we're talking about. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Later, man. Hey, you just have some faith in the people. They know what you're talking about. Anonymous, call back. Someone was calling in. I think they were going to tell DB Deathlord what for. I think they were going to give him tell him a thing or two.
Hey, what?
He was trying to get you, though.
Reality star Bethany Frankel commented on one of the TikToks saying, quote, "This is insane because this happened to me a few..."
Who's on the line?
Hey, is Jake there today?
No, not this week. I think he might be in next week, though.
Oh, because I've been waiting for my question about how to slice my dragon fruit.
You mentioned something about that, too. Oh, thanks, man. Thanks, Anonymous.
I don't know how to slice dragon fruit. If only Jake was here.
It's insane because this happened to me a few months ago, but I was embarrassed to say. The video she commented on was from a woman who identifies herself as Michaela Toninato. She says she was punched on Monday. The NYPD does not have a report on Michaela's incident. Let's bring in ABC News.
See,
Rena
that's
Roy.
The other thing you do have to wonder is now it's like a challenge almost. Yeah. So, like, I mean, obviously, I think a lot of people were getting punched, but now it's like, oh, these videos are going viral. I can make my I got punched video.
Yeah,
when I was
and then I'll
around.
Be governor.
Yeah, and then I'll be Governor Skaboki.
I'll be as popular as Malik Maha.
Retired captain of the Maryland Police Department, Sonia Pruitt, for more. Rena, what do we know about these incidents so far?
Well, look, Diane, these incidents have a lot of women talking. They're understandably pretty scared. You know, my TikTok, my group chat, all of it blowing up over these incidents. However, the NYPD is saying that they are not connected. They are stressing that there is no pattern here.
That doesn't make me feel good.
Yeah, that's kind of
random,
scary.
Random assault. There's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah, nowhere is safe.
Yeah, should women live in fear of one guy? No, anyone could have done this.
TikTok. We've seen several women posting about alleged attacks in recent days, including influencer 23-year-old Hallie Kate McGuckin. She says she was hit in the head by a man walking his dog in Manhattan on Monday, falling to the ground and hurting her head. She was treated at a medical facility and reported.
It's funny to describe it as just a man walking his dog. It's like, so you're just walking down and a man's walking his dog and there's something about you he didn't like. Yeah. He just had to let you know about it.
Falling to the ground and hurting her head, she was treated at a medical facility and reported the incident to police. The 40-year-old suspect arrested and charged with assault. And separately, 25-year-old Olivia Brand posted that she was punched in the head. The NYPD filing that report as harassment. Olivia was not injured in that incident. And understandably, women around New York are questioning what is going on here. But again, police are telling us that this is not a pattern. Still, of course, always important to be vigilant when walking around the city.
Well, it's funny because the police are kind of like, no, this happens all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it just so don't happens. You watch the news?
It just so happens that this time it's on TikTok, but this always happens.
I told you we live in a liberal deathscape. You voted for this and now you're being punched.
It sure is. And Sonia, let's talk about what that means. What can
do
women
you
do?
Be safe?
Well, what can we do to protect ourselves while walking in a big city or anywhere for that matter?
Yeah, you know, I just want to say it's the perception, even though violent crime is down in the United States and probably in New York, women who are being attacked, they don't feel that way. So here's what I'm telling my friends who live in New York. Women are being taken unawares. So you want to make sure that you're alert. Stay off your phones. Stay aware of what's happening around you. If possible, walk in groups. Walk with another person. And some women may not be making reports to the police because they're embarrassed or they're like, oh, this is something minor. But they really do need to make the reports because we don't know if there are suspects that have been developed by NYPD. They are really kind of short on details. But the more information that they have, the more likely it is that they can stop this crime trend.
All right. Rena Roy, Sonia Pruitt, thank you both.
Yes. Don't do anything in public except look at like, have your head swinging around on a swivel constantly. Don't look at your phone. Make sure you have a bodyguard with you. And just know that crime is probably down, even though these things are happening.
Yeah.
The incidents have gained traction. New York Police Department said Friday they've identified 7 instances in which TikTok users have posted about being randomly punched. 2 suspects have been arrested. No evidence that they are related. I'm sure you kind of went over this already. I love this picture, though, of this guy. Because
he looks terrifying.
He looks like the craziest man you've ever seen.
He looks like Insidious guy.
He looks like a guy, like he would be in like the Michael Jackson Beat It video or something. Like he doesn't look like he'd be a real guy.
Yeah.
He'd be a guy or in a John Carpenter film. You know what I mean? It's like he's the mongrel guy barking at men in suits or something. Like he's not a real thing. He's just an archetype that pops up in scary stories.
He's the boogeyman. 3 of TikTok's assaulted
Senpai
by...
Senpai says, like I said, women belong in the hospital.
Yeah, get them. Hallie McGuckin, with 1.2 million followers, goes by Hallie Kate, reported being punched or elbowed. Skaboki Stora was arrested, ordered held on $10,000 bail. Causing a swelling, a lump inside of her forehead and substantial pain. Yeah, you know what? I think that's the one I did see. Because I think she has like a huge bump, it's like a nice fresh bump right on her head.
They bopped her good.
But then again, how do we know she wasn't just walking around filming and talking?
Yeah, walked into a sign.
I have to fucking, come on. Oh, I guessed. Where's her, or did she take it down? I don't know, is this it?
You guys, I was literally just walking, and a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh my god, it hurts so bad.
Yeah, dude, look at that.
I can't even talk.
Look at that fucking big ass fucking hematoma on her head. He really got her good, dude. Holy shit.
It's right in the side of the head. Bang.
Literally just walking, and a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh my god, it hurts so bad. I can't even talk. Literally, I fell to the ground, and now this giant...
It is bizarre to, like... I mean, if I got attacked, I don't know if I'd get my phone and be like, you guys, can you... But then again, maybe that's just a young person thing. They're just used to that. Like, the first thing you think of... I mean, I would, like, text... Maybe I'd text the group chat, text and be like, some fucking guy just punched me. I'm all whelped up over here. I'm whelped up.
What is hematoma?
That's about comment. 20K.
No way.
Man, what does that mean?
To what? To get rid of a hematoma?
Unless they mean like suing someone. I don't know if you're going to get 20K out of Skaboki.
Maybe. 20 Skaboki bucks.
Oh my god. It's so crazy.
It's weird because it does feel like this is literally the first thing she did after she got punched in the head. She hopped on her TikTok. Yeah, what is hematoma? Who is he? Blood clot. Bumba clot, man.
Give her hematoma. The gay TikTok.
Michaela Parsons School of Design was also punched in the face.
Senpai like says hope eye. That guy's hand is okay.
Zenpai was hurt. Who hurt you, man?
Zenpai's based.
Who hurt? He is based. 24-year-old woman was punched in the head in Chelsea. The woman then posted about the attack on TikTok. Post was viewed 400. Like, this is really telling me, like, I need to go fake a punched in the face video.
Mm.
A man with dark complexion. That's a way to say that, I guess.
Yeah.
The individual is described as a man with dark complexion, approximately 35 years old, 5 feet 10 inch tall, 180 pounds, medium build. He was wearing a black jacket, a black hooded sweatshirt, tight jeans, and white and orange sneakers. I mean, it's a pretty dark complexion based off this picture here.
Yeah, it's not the best picture, but the complexion certainly is dark.
I would describe it as dark, I suppose. I don't know of another way to describe it, really.
Crazy homeless man.
It is funny, like, you know, like when Asians, like, I can't tell if it's just we decide to pay more attention to a thing that's always happening. Like, you know, when Asians were always getting attacked, I assumed it's not like, number one, it wasn't like all the crazy bums were like, let's attack the Asians now. Although maybe they were because
summer,
of COVID.
It's like every spring, they're like, all right, what's the new thing we're punching?
Well, they tried to blame...
We already beat up Rick Moranis.
Yeah, that's right. They tried to blame Trump, I remember, because that was around COVID.
Yeah, and the homeless people are like, we're going to get justice.
Yeah, you're in Trump country.
They were just like, wait, you ate all the pangolin? We wanted bat soup.
But it's like, number one, did they all decide... And then number two, did they all decide not to now? Like, hey, let's chill out on that. Let's just look for lady TikTokers, guys. All right, get an APB, get an all points bulletin on the tin can line or however the fuck we communicate with our Obama phones or something.
Yeah, well, on our new iPhones.
Yeah, we'll get that group text going on this or in the hotels we're living in.
Right now. We live in the old hospital.
Or they put us all up in the Plaza Hotel with Kevin McAllister.
Quick, we'll use our debit cards to buy weapons.
Make sure we're attacking TikTokers.
Hey, we could film TikToks of us attacking the TikTokers.
Oh, shit. So, I don't know. But then again, also, the pessimist side of me is like, oh, all these ladies are making it up for clout.
Yeah, it's, they're all lying.
On one hand, it's all the crazy bums
Where's
got
the
together.
Video? Wouldn't you have that video front and center?
Yeah, you'd think. Or they're always going on live. You'd think it would happen on live.
Yeah. Maybe they just hate when white bitches have phones. They weren't even filming.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just like, get your fucking phone out of here.
Stanley Mug, hipster. A bunch of hipsters walking around Greenwich Village.
Well, there was that other video from this week where the guy eating a leg.
Yeah. That's a West Coast vibe, though.
Yeah, that's like a West Coast vibe, right?
He didn't kill the guy. Why is he in trouble?
Yeah, so like what? A guy got hit by a train? Like, why was the leg there, though?
I don't know.
Why did they leave it?
It like landed in his lap. He's like, thanks God.
I mean, because then again, like, I didn't look into this, so who knows? Is this not true? Is this not a real thing anyways? Is this real? But apparently, at least the story is that someone was hit by a train and, like, a leg was left, and then this bum started eating it.
He's eating that shit. Hey, se la está comiendo.
Hey, Holmes. I mean, he's got something. Although, is he even eating it?
Yeah!
Rock! Okay, I mean, that does look... What is that? Is that a fucking leg?
Yeah, it might
be. Or is
be.
It just like... It could also just be a chicken carcass. I can't really tell. Get in close.
It looks like a leg.
All right, yeah, now it looks like a leg. Okay. All right.
All right.
Or is it just from the party store? Okay, yeah, no, that's... I guess that's a fucking leg, huh?
I guess so.
It's a wing. Oh, it's the I'm sorry. I didn't realize the video wasn't up. I thought I had it up. It's a wing. It's a leg. So here's the guy.
Ah!
And see, he's got something in his left hand there. But is he even eating it, or is he just kind of picking at it?
This is entrapment, too. I mean, what's he supposed to do?
Oh, no, he is eating it right there. Yeah, he's taking a little bite, at least a little sniff.
Yeah, but he didn't kill the guy.
No, he didn't kill him. The fucking, the authorities should have kept someone, because the very least, isn't there the old idea, movies and TVs tell me, get that shit on ice. They might be able to reattach it or something.
Yeah, why are they, the rest of the guy. Get all that guy's pieces on ice.
Why are they just leaving it? They shouldn't be, there should be, who are the guys need to pay their dues? You know, there's always like, hey, get a couple unis over here. Yeah. Hey, rookie.
No,
fucking,
it was break.
Yeah, make sure you go get all the pieces here, Rook. I'm going to go start the paperwork.
Well, they're all on strike because they keep getting hit by trains. Yeah, this fell down his like comical homeless house chimney. They like rolled into his lap. He's like, hello.
Yeah, yeah, please
just
give me a sign.
He's shaving it off like the bean where he's shaving thin layers off.
Yeah.
To share with his friend.
Please, Lord, just give me a sign. I should keep doing what I'm doing. And then,
it's
leg.
Like the fish head.
Hey, you want some of this, man? He does open his mouth like he wants to show you. Like, yeah, I'm eating it. Thumbs up.
Yeah, he's metal.
He is metal.
Imagine if I did that. Here's your leg.
Yeah, imagine if I ate this leg. I'm going to go bring this back.
Time to go have sex with this leg.
What's worse, eating it or fucking it?
I guess eating it technically.
Yeah. Eating it's probably worse. Who's the victim? The guy died? I mean, I guess I assume he died, right?
He was just trying to get out of the war, so he put his leg on the track.
Is there more to this story? Eminent drug expert reveals how popular combination of street drugs can turn vulnerable Americans into cannibals. Okay. Why do they have to make these excuses? Sometimes people are just wacko.
Yeah.
This guy's a wacko, if I should be so bold.
Well, and if anything, he didn't hurt anyone. I mean, he's living out. It's like the pedophile that doesn't act on his fucking
belief.
Yeah,
because he didn't kill him.
Yeah.
It's like if like a boy's butt just fell in your lap.
A boy got blasted by a train and his asshole landed on you.
Well, this forensic toxicologist says cocaine or bath salts could be responsible. I mean, you've done coke. Have you ever thought that you would just eat someone's leg?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I ate a couple guys. That's just coke.
Cause could be psychosis, as it was in other face-eating events in Florida. Florida cannibal found not guilty.
Nice.
In 2016, killing of couple. I think we talked about that. What was that story? Why is he not guilty?
What?
Cannibal frat boy who randomly killed Florida couple and chewed the man's face off is not guilty by reason of insanity. Nah, we got to get rid of that. He was sent to mental hospital after murdering victim. Let's copy this headline and make a song out of it.
Yeah.
What kind of song should it be?
What seems most like
a musical?
Ooh, yeah, yeah, like a show tune?
Yeah.
A show tune about... I'm just cannibal frat boy. Yeah, I'm just copying and pasting the. I don't know. They might not because of all the murder and insanity, but let's see.
They love murder and insanity and getting high. It'll just be like getting high and smoking dust.
Yeah, no, hold on. Song description flagged for moderation. Let's see. Yeah, what can we take out? Let's still keep Cannibal Frog.
Maybe killed?
Frat boy.
Attacked?
Randomly, yeah, attacked. Throw it a couple. Well, hold on.
That seems fine. Well, I think maybe murder and attack. Is murder in there somewhere? Yeah, murdering victims might be.
Sentimental hospital.
Yeah, that might be fine. Well, the cannibal frat boy was on a mix of street drugs, coke.
Coke and bath salts.
Coke and bad ideas.
Is bath salts? Oh, no, I wouldn't do that either. Is bath salts a false flag? Is that even a real thing?
I think, well, yeah, it's like the... Because I think that's why, like, that none of that stuff stuck. Because they tried to make it like that was happening all the time when that first happened,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
And it was just, like, that one incident. But, yeah, it's like K2. It's like the shit that they sold at. It's like the worst version of K2 or something, I think. I don't know. I never experimented with bath salts. Maybe that's why I never ate them yet.
It might just be cannibal. Cannibal. Although, it should be able to do cannibal. People make a death metal tracks.
Yeah, and you can't make it. Yeah, that's like the first word in every death metal song.
Tell me I can't make a cannibal corpse type song.
It's the show tune.
Oh, here we go. Tale of a Troubled Mind. Okay. I had to take the eating the face part off.
Huh.
Show tune's dramatic, theatrical. Found not guilty by reason of his sanity.
Surprised the eating in the face was the problem.
In the depths of darkness, a troubled soul did dwell. A frat boy turned monster, a story we must tell. In the state of Florida,
yeah,
palm trees sway so free. A couple unsuspecting, their lives now tragedy. He ravaged with no motive, his actions quite deranged. A cannibal without mercy, his sanity estranged.
Let me see if the other one's faster. I need a little quicker.
In the depths of darkness, a troubled soul did dwell.
Yeah, a little more show tune-y. A little gayer.
A story we must tell.
Can you make this gayer?
In the state of Florida,
that should be a prompt.
Where palm trees sway so free. A couple unsuspecting, their lives now tragedy. He ravaged with no motive, his actions quite deranged.
Smoking
a cannibal without mercy, his sanity estranged. He pleaded not guilty, for his mind was not his own.
Yeah, the chorus is
to a mental hospital, his fate would now be thrown. Oh, the horror and the sadness, the anguish and the pain, in this twisted tale.
They're just power metal.
Yeah, not bad. Cannibal frat boy Austin Haroff will be sent to a mental facility. Haroff killed John and Michelle Stevens before trying to eat Jesus. That scared me. We're trying to eat John's face. He drank chemicals in their garage, making him seriously ill and delaying the trial. What does that mean?
So, like, while he was on his rampage, he ate the guy, yeah. Then he also just, like, drank, like, antifreeze, and they're like, oh, fuck.
Doesn't that go against being insane? Because that's, like, almost, like, a premeditative way of...
I think you just rampage, yeah. And, like, drinking stuff.
Yeah, just rocking and rolling. Both defense and prosecution have agreed he was in a psychotic state. His attorneys have previously said it's unlikely he would ever be released.
I didn't realize that the story was that just like some college guy did this. I thought it was a homeless guy. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, it's just a frat boy. I feel like we talked about this, but I'm not sure.
I thought it was like a homeless guy. That's wild. Good for him. Got out.
I guess I kind of get it, but I feel like if I was this poor 59-year-old man and my 53-year-old wife, and like there is an afterlife, if I was murdered and a guy tried to eat me, and then I'm like watching from the clouds or whatever there, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess he's not going to get out, but I'd still be like, don't put him in a hospital.
Just put him in the ground. Yeah. Yeah. Just fucking lethal inject him.
Yeah. Get rid of this fuck. He was a 19-year-old student at Florida State University when he killed the couple and stabbed a neighbor that came to help them. Huh. Sounds about white to me, though.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know they always be putting handcuffs on them white boys.
Yeah, man. Matt, you just live a nice life. You get your dream home in Florida, and then some frat boy shows up and tries to eat your face. In the land of Florida. So anyways, yeah, and now they're just trying to say this other poor gentleman apparently was just on bath salts. He tried to eat this foot.
Huh.
If fentanyl
based off just that video?
Yeah, based off just the video of him laughing and holding a severed foot after a train accident. You know what also sucks? We always talk about this of like your death being a punchline. This guy's death doesn't even register. Like, no one even talked. Like, I don't know who this kid is that got hit by the train, what the circumstances on how he got hit. All I know is his leg was being eaten by a bum.
He was running from a YouTube pedophile hunter. He got blasted by a train. And then another YouTube homeless guy who was filming a Twitch.
Yeah, Rosendo Tellez was walking down the street waving a severed leg around, carrying it by the foot.
Is he even in custody, or they're just like, nobody knows where he went?
Yeah, I don't know. And he slinked back off into the shadows. This is not not something to be alarmed of, people. It just happens sometimes. We put it down as harassment.
He's just seen as he's going to the bushes saying, I'm going to build a person out of these pieces I find, and you can't stop me.
He was arrested. All right. Rosendo Tellez was arrested for removing human remains from the site of an Amtrak crash earlier that day that had struck and killed one person, as well as for possession of a controlled substance and one felony offense of violating probation. The grim footage was captured by nearby construction worker Jose Ibarra. Tellez was homeless at the time of his arrest and at least half a dozen other misdemeanor charges on his record. Drug and alcohol related. Dr. Goldberger said it was likely that Tellez was not on drugs, but in fact was severely, violently, mentally ill. Yeah, this guy's a fucking expert, man. He knows what's what.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just gloss over this dude that died in the fucking getting hit by a train, apparently.
This is what Amtrak wants. They're like, yes, crazy homeless guy.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank God crazy homeless guy came through. California man arrested. Man arrested. Who the fuck was the kid? I guess, what was the Amtrak? Amtrak hits a... Let's see if I search that. Amtrak train kills man. Kills pedestrian, I guess.
It'll just be about the leg.
Yeah. Man dies after getting hit by Amtrak. That was an Opa-locka. Yeah, here's the severed leg. Severed leg of a person...
Is it Opa-locka?
I know, because that was 3 weeks ago. Yeah. This was only like days ago, I feel.
Yeah, there really will be no info on what happened or why.
That's February. I was like, kills a man in North Hollywood. Damn, just an afterthought in your own fucking death story. I guess there's no chance. Well, no, it did say he died. I was going to say, kill. But just an after, you're a footnote in your own death story.
Well, footnote.
Oh, yes, yes.
Here's a footnote. Om nom nom. Tastes of earthy, rustic flavors.
I guess in this bum's defense, I still blame the person that didn't clean up the fucking scene.
I mean, it might have just went flying, and then the first one on the scene is
yeah,
Rosario.
You know what? I'll give him that. But it's kind of like that thing I never think about. I mean, again, going off movies and TV, like if there is like a horrific like murder scene or something, like I never think about how it's like, it's not like they clean that shit up.
They like hose it down, but yeah, like the, it stains the concrete because it's blood.
Even then, I don't know if they even hose it. They'll take the body away and then it's like, all right, you know, figure your shit out. Yeah. Figure your shit out. Like, but yeah, never mind if it's not even the city, if it's just in your house.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, really, someone shoots themselves or something. Like,
when our grandma died, like, yeah, we had to pay for someone to clean the fucking house.
Jesus. And you had to get a shaman there to get her spirit into the next
world. No, right? She's still there. No sweet release for her. $500 for what?
For a shaman? Come on.
I got this.
Shit. Well, man, time flies. Time flies. Time flies when you're fucking
writing AI having songs. Having
fun. Oh, shit. Shit. Shit.
Fuck. Fuck. Shit.
Favorite part of the show.
Oh, I mean, all the AI fun. The ska song working. Ooh, the emo song being great.
Mike's being friends with a cop is very funny.
Yeah.
What is it? Being remembered in your the wings of your Rellos is a great line.
Yeah.
But what was the other one that I love? It's in the early ass Fallen. Yeah, the Fallen Warrior. Your spirit lives on in each puff that we take. Puff puff. I love that line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that country song, dude. With the when the chorus hits. AI's fucking showing us a thing or two about a thing or two, if you know what I'm saying.
Way
also
better.
You know, Heather May coming through and trying to put Mike on blast.
It's so funny. What a weird coincidence if it wasn't based on us watching this show.
Yeah. We also had some good call-ins tonight. Thank you for the callers. Diddy Talk's always fun. The guy's a monster. The leg fucking cannibal. We didn't talk about the eclipse, but apparently everyone's worried about what's going to happen during the eclipse, which is apparently coming soon. TikTokers getting punched in the head. What a show we have.
Oh. Wow. Great show. If only there was more. I was waiting for Mike.
Yeah.
If only there was more of it. I forget which one's first, us?
Funny you should ask.
Yeah.
We go to showswithyouknow.com. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We did put up a new episode of the podcast about television. Finally, we discuss Zach to the Future, the Saved by the Bell rewatch podcast, hosted by Mark Paul Gosselaar. We also, the episode we discuss is the famous I'm So Scared episode. Elizabeth Berkley is his guest. Their episode is like 2 hours long. We had to listen to 2 hours of them talking about that.
Oh my God. It's some good stuff, I imagine.
Some good stuff. Great stuff. Now, I do apologize for people for being so irregular and lazy with that podcast, but I will say that we've turned it around and we got episodes in the can ready to go. So we should be back on something of a schedule. So I know it's not the most SEO friendly, but if you go to showswithyouknow.com, you can find the links for the podcast about television, where Jacob and I, we do combat the invasion of television actors into the podcast space. Another reason why I have no sympathy for AI destroying their art, because I feel like these actors, these Hollywood fucks, all willy-nilly just coming into my empire, known as the podcast empire, and fucking it up.
First the celebs started pods, and I said nothing, because I was an A-list celebrity actor.
So now what's goose is good for my grandson, and you're going to learn a thing or two about a thing or two, and maybe have to start your own podcast about the invasion of AI.
Yeah, suck it. Suck it, LaFleur.
Yeah. Jeff, what have you been up to, man? Did they put up that shot collar comedy video yet?
No.
Ah, my goodness.
I don't know. I'm trying to get my sweet 100 views on YouTube or whatever, get my name out there, but no clips.
Has enough time passed, though, where you're almost kind of like, well, I'm so much better than that now anyways, or are you still...
No!
I feel like when you're doing your bits weekly, it feels like you're getting better. So yeah. I wasn't sure if you're kind of like, that's the old me.
I'm fine with how that set went on there. Right. But yeah, no, I mean, I am doing new stuff now. Come to a Vegas open mic, see my new stuff on there. But yeah, other than that, I don't know. What would Mike recommend right now? Oh, The Cops.
Yes.
Mike's recommendation this week is The Cops. He's actually at a... he's on a ride-along right now, and they're arresting... protesters, BLM protesters right now.
This is true.
This is all true.
Be on the lookout. There is going to be some information. Actually, I haven't even told you this
leading
yet.
To the arrest of Hillary Clinton.
I should have probably told you this too, but there's going to be some information on the upcoming Streamathon, ladies and germs. Nothing yet to say, but let's just say it's on the horizon. So, hope you're looking forward to it. I hope we can top it. But I do think Mike's recommendation, Mike would be very proud of me. I've been catching up on Andor finally.
Ooh.
And I did just finish the prison arc. And the Andy's, as I was telling Jeff before the show, Andy Serkis's character's name is Kino. And I feel like that is no coincidence. They know they're making Kino. They got Kino on the goddamn screen. Andor is so fucking good. It's like, and especially like, I mean, Mike's way more positive on Star Wars than I am. I think Mike even liked that new Acolyte trailer, which I did not like.
let's get that out of the way.
But it is weird to watch something that's Star Wars and be like, holy shit, I like this. This is good. What is
PTSD happening?
Yeah, what is going on? That's funny. But I would definitely, I would endorse, and I believe Mike would co-sign my endorsement. I know I'm late passing. I put it off partially because I knew it was a long ways away from new Andor, but I couldn't put it off anymore, and I've been watching Andor. I'm almost done, and I almost want to watch it again.
Whoa.
Because I do know, like, I'm not going to lie. I understand why some people think it's slow, because it is a little slow. It takes a little getting into because a lot of character stuff, but it's really well-done stuff. That's Andor on Disney Plus. You thought Star Wars was bad? You're right. But Andor is pretty good.
Sometimes it's good.
So, yeah. Peep that. I'm sure you already have, but watch it again. Anything else?
Just dark humor and Disney dreams.
Fuck yes. Love to see it. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.